So does this group give you some flexibility in terms of what you needed on special teams and get this thing rolling again?
Yeah, we're excited to see how it's all going to piece together. You know, it was obviously we had a lot of moving parts in preseason, and they've all really worked their tails off to get to this point, and we're excited to see them come out and play. I know I am. Very excited to see them play.
What were you looking for in terms of out of all that group, what were you looking for in terms of a punt returner? What was going to be the one thing that you said, that's it, that's the guy?
You know, you really, again, like I said before, I think I've said this before, and this is the main thing, is the first thing you have to do is make sure that you can catch and make good decisions. I mean, that's huge back there, especially in this stadium. So that's huge. And then the second thing is to see what they can do with the ball in their hand. And, you know, we saw that out of San Antonio. I've seen it from Spurlock before, but we just haven't seen, you know, that many tries up to this point, and hopefully we'll get a bunch of them this weekend. That'd be great.
Will San Antonio be the top guy for you?
You know, we got several options that we're gonna throw out there, and we'll see how it goes from there, and see the situation also.
What intrigues you about San Antonio? Obviously, he showed in Cleveland what he can do.
Well, I mean, he's been a guy that has had NFL production before. Obviously, the speed. So you know, he's an experienced guy. That's one of the things, but. And anytime you can make a play with the ball in your hands, you want to try to get it in his hands somehow.
Joe, you said you were going to spend the preseason looking for like those seven or eight core preseason guys. So who are some of those guys now that the final roster is set?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the biggest one is McManus. You know, I think he's the guy that has done the best job of anybody so far. He's really had a good camp both for me and on the defensive side. So. He's one, and then rest of them we'll see on Sunday. There's going to be a lot of guys out there, and we'll see from there. I'd rather not just do the depth chart for my man Danny Crossman in Buffalo, because he's made me work a little bit this week too, so I'd rather not do the depth chart for him, if you don't mind.
Are you comfortable with Jeremy Cain being on Sanford?
Yes, we are. You know, he came in last year and did a great job for us last year. You know, he had the game winner against Baltimore. Nobody remembers that one, but he was the one that was – I think there was a stoppage in play, which is the first I've seen. So there was pretty bad weather that day. But, yeah, we're comfortable. I'm glad to have him.
With Sherrick, what jumps off at you? A year and a half you've worked with him that he really brings to the table?
Explosiveness. He's very explosive. He's a great kid. And he knows this is his ticket. He knows this is how he's going to, you know, get to the next step for him. And he's just – he's been a joy to be around, and I'm glad to have him for sure.
Have you had to make any kind of tweaks with the coverage after the long returns and looking to what you're going to get on Sunday with McAlvin and maybe Spiller and Goodwin?
Yeah, I mean, those are all explosive returners. You said it right there. I mean, the tweaks are making sure that you put the ball where you can cover it, first of all. And then second of all, you just got to get as many people to the ball carrier as you can, no matter if it's McKelvin or Spiller or Goodwin. All of them are excellent returners, no question about it. So, you know, our guys have progressed throughout the preseason. There was a lot of guys that got reps, so we should be ready to go on Sunday.
So what went into the long snapper decision? Why in the end did Hartson have to go and Kane came in?
Well, I mean, like Phil said, you know, we wanted to give those guys every opportunity. You know, at some point you have to – it's just like a rookie quarterback. You have to get – a younger player in there if you can. And, you know, we wanted to let those guys play out as long as they could. And in the end, we just felt like that the best situation for us was to sign Jeremy at this time, and that's how it went down.
Is there a frustration with that in spending so much time from the spring until now investing in those other guys, and then week one you got a whole new guy?
Not really, because you want what's best for your team. You know, I mean, that's what we're paid to do, is to coach. And, you know, no matter who it is, whoever's on the roster, we're paid to coach them. And, you know, I personally, would I love to have one of those guys here? I don't know if that's the answer or not. I know this is I want the best guy for us on Sunday, and I think that's in the situation we're in right now.
Did Robbie play into that decision as well? How much input did you have from him on that?
I mean, Robbie plays into every decision. So, no, Robbie's been a great help with all the young guys. He was a great help with Pat with the holding. And, you know, I mean, you're going to listen to him. I am anyway, because he's a guy that, in my opinion, works at his craft, so he knows. And, you know, I'm glad he's comfortable with Jeremy. I'm not saying that's the reason we made the decision. That's for sure. We thought we did what was best for the Bears.
So Norris obviously found his way on the team with some of the things he did for you. What did he show you throughout the preseason?
Speed. He can run. He's done it in college before. He's raw right now, so we've got to, you know, coach him all the way up until game time on Sunday. But, you know, those are the things, and I think he's a powerful kid too. You know, he's not a little guy. He can really run at that size that he is. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do.